I don't know if you can hear me over the music. I don't know if this wind is picked up on the microphone. And I don't care. I have no voice. I just need to tick through everything in my head. We beat number 18 Arizona State at home to go to 3-0. Okay? We trailed a game in the fourth quarter and came back and won for the first time since Rutgers 2005. Boom. That's gone. And probably most importantly, our defense, without Corey Legit, without Martez Wilson, without Nate Bussey, just stepped up when they had to against a very good and athletic offense. I mean, I was watching from my seat. I can't describe how tired they had to be on that last drive, and they just sucked it up and won. But here, you know what? I know what I want to talk about. I'm in Champaign, Illinois, okay? Champaign, Illinois, and there was a college football game with all the excitement of something seen from Tallahassee to Tuscaloosa to Nebraska to anywhere else. We got to play. We got in the game. You know, this crowd, you know, it sounds corny to say, "Oh, I'm proud of this crowd." I am damn proud of this crowd. On their feet, fourth quarter, screaming. I can't remember this environment in Champaign. I guess I need to hear from you of fans who are at the game that can remember an environment like this. I mean, I remember in 94 for the Penn State game, especially because we took the lead. Just every defense, you know, people were yelling and screaming and into college football, not sitting on their hands and saying, "Wait for it," but into college football in Champaign, Illinois. I can't tell you what that does for this 38-year-old heart. I've waited a long time to get back to that environment in this stadium. It was so much fun. I mean, I can't even. The band's getting ready to march out. I don't want to leave. They're probably going to come up and kick me out. But I don't care. I mean, we accomplished this in Memorial Stadium. That's what I can't get over. I mean, to have this environment, to have this excitement and this many people on their feet and screaming and yelling and the students going crazy and the stands full and people not leaving, and it's been so long. So that was fun. I mean, as to the game, yeah, we have things to fix on offense. Yeah, we struggled here and there, but to win a game like that, to find it in ourselves, to suck it up when we're, you know, when we're trailing, and to get the big turnover and to drive down and get the go-ahead touchdown and then to shut down their offense. And then, on top of it all, when we think we're about to ready to run out the clock, then we get some weird replay, and I guess people watching at home, maybe you know that it was a good call, or I don't even know, but we get this replay review and we have to kick it away with 2 minutes left, and every person in the stadium thought, "Uh-oh, this is Illinois at home. We know how this ends." And the defense stepped up again. Jonathan Brown, ladies and gentlemen, Bad News Brown is here to be heard from the next 3 years. I am so excited. I want to come up with new adjectives. I am just over the moon. And that's all I want to say. Champaign, Illinois. Memorial Stadium. Big time college football. Fired up crowd. Victory over a ranked team. Go Illini.